Good morning, everybody. Welcome to EMP. Let us pray before we read Bible this morning. Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for a beautiful day that you have given us. Today we want to read the Bible. We pray that you speak to us so that we really enjoy and have the power of your living word. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Suppose this morning Sue should to share the word because she's not feeling well, so I am the first backup. So I take over this ministry. So, okay, let us open our Bible. We read one verse from John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. Brothers and sisters, 2 days ago, I said about do not your heart be troubled. And this morning, I want to share about the power of living word. The Bible told us, if you abide in me, and my word abide in you. Ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This verse want to tell us that if we abide in God, in Jesus, then whatever we wish, it will be done for us. So we need to know, what does this mean? Abide in me is equal with the word abide in my words. Now, when I see the original word of my words, it's come from the word rhema. Many people misunderstanding about the word rhema. They think rhema is, yeah, when you hear someone preaching, then when the message speak to you, then that become rhema. But the Bible never taught and never teach like this. Rhema is the word that come out from the mouth. So, in this case, Jesus want to tell us, if you abide in me, my word abide in you. That's mean, my word abide in you is everything that come out from my word. So I want to make it simple, because in English Bible or in Indonesian Bible, rhema and logos usually translate with the same word. Yeah, but rhema is different with logos. If I say logos is Jesus, because the word become flesh, and the flesh live in us, that is Jesus. But rhema is come out from someone speaking. So in this case, rhema is the word that come out from Jesus. What Jesus say? So rhema is part of Jesus, but the whole Jesus is the Logos. So rhema is small part from what Jesus said. Let us see. From Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. This example. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Every word, this rhema. So something that come out specifically from God. The second example, Matthew chapter 27. Verse 14. I misquote this one. I mean Matthew 27, verse 75. 27, verse 75. And Peter remembered the word which Jesus had said before a rooster crows, "You will deny me three times." Peter remembered the word which Jesus had said. The words mean rhema. So now you have a right picture about logos and rhema. In John chapter 15 verse 7, Jesus said, "If you abide in me, my word, my rhema, abide in you." Now, the answer is, which part of rhema that we should to follow so that we can get the power of the living word? I always want to know and to do what Jesus mean in John chapter 15, verse 7. If we look at the whole book of John, John chapter 15 is part of the last teaching of Jesus to the disciple. So if we see this, then the context must be start from the Last Supper meal till the crucifixion. So when I try to understand the rhema of Jesus in this context, then I go back to chapter 13. Start from chapter 13 to chapter 15. Then we can get a group of rhema that Jesus want us to do. And it's amazing me when I read this part, then I know abide in rhema means to do what Jesus have done for us. So the first part of this rhema is John chapter 13, verse 12 to 17. John 13, verse 12 to 17. So when he had washed their feet and taken his garment and reclined at the table again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so am I. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, wash your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you also should do as I did to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, nor is one who is sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know this thing, you are blessed if you do them." Brothers and sisters, the first thing when I want to know Jesus rhema, I thought Jesus rhema that Jesus teach to the disciple is stay in the house of the Lord. No, brothers and sisters, the first lesson that Jesus want the disciple do is wash other foot. That shocked me. Yeah, I said this to Cardia and I said, Cardia, I even know for this 20 years that the first thing that Jesus want us to do is wash other feet. You know, when you wash other feet, you need to bow down. Yeah. The second thing, you touch the lower part of human body, which is feet. In that context, feet is something dirty. So you need to bow down to make clean something dirty by bowing down. What's the essence of this message? Abide in me, and my word abide in you. Jesus wants us to be humble ourselves and serve one another. If we do this, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Brothers and sisters, this is the first part that we learned this morning. And then the second part, I will continue to next time. Before I end this message, I want you all come up. Come up, please come forward. Everybody come forward. Stay humble and wash one another's feet. Yeah. That's the first teaching, special teaching that Jesus gave it to the disciple. Most of the disciples, when they follow Jesus, they want to have position. That's why they lost the power of living word. Today, God teaches us to serve one another. If we can serve one another, then we can enjoy the power of living word. Let's prepare our heart in worship this morning. Let us spend our time this morning by bringing our prayer, especially for our brothers and sisters who have cancer and they are fighting with the cancer by taking chemotherapy. We pray that God will give them power, release all pain, and take out every disease in their body. Let's pray together. We also pray for the list of the name. They not only have physical weakness, but they also need Jesus. We pray that God will open their heart. At the same time, recovery their physical body. Pray for other people. They have other problem with physical weakness, tumor. Yeah, we pray that by the grace of God, miracle happen. Lift up our brother and sister who are looking for new job. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. Today we pray for SPSG, Indonesia, and also New York, especially for SP Indonesia. We are searching for new space in Kosbebe. Please pray for us so that God will prepare the best, enough space, enough budget, convenient area where many people can see and they can join at Indonesian Fellowship. Let's pray together. We also pray for Noah Ax, we pray for Pastor Mary and Yili, and also pray for SPU and SP University student. We pray that with this three part of education, we can build next generation who know and love God more and more. Pray for prayer and healing ministry, IP for Matt, well for Pastor Ricky, and River for Rachel. We pray that this ministry really can touch many people's hearts, and also people can see God's miracle through prayer and ministry. Let's pray together. We pray for tonight ministry, outreach ministry. We pray for SP Likes and also Homie. We pray that, yeah, they really need God power when they doing outreach to reach people who are far from God. Let's pray together. Also pray for house church activity tonight, East Bay Olympic and Robinson House Church. Father Lord Jesus, thank you for your word today. Help us always abide in your Rhema, serving others, humble ourselves, and then always to bring your glory in our life. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.